We are learning Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph at the end of the line. Tanu Rabbanon. Echad, Ksimim Machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanon, that we had the Rabbanon who hold that if someone takes a bar from 9 to 10, he made it into a bar that could kill. The halacha is the second guy is Ochivim, Fenezikin and Famisa. Rebbe, on the other hand, holds they're both Shutvim for Nezikin, and the guy made it into Misa. He's the one who's Chayef for Misa. But for Nezikin, they're both Shutvim. So we have here a brice like this. Tanu Rabbanan. Echad Chayef Bar Asara. The first guy made a bar 10 Tvachim. Vachav Asim Lechav made it 20 Tvachim. Vachav Asim Lechav made it 30 Tvachim. Each one dug a shear that's ready to kill. But it already was a bar that's ready to kill. The halacha is Kulam Chayavim. All three are Chayef. All three Shutvim. Break the Gemara of Raminu, I say, to the Echad Chayef Bar Asara, which is ready a bar that's Raya for Misa. Barach of it Sayed v'Chayed. He, what he did was, he smeared the inside with cement, he put pictures in it, and made it narrower, made it easier to kill. The halacha is, Ha'acharoin Chayed. The last one takes over the bar and is Chayed. So the first Brisa says, that Kulam Chayavim, all Shutvim. And the last Brisa says, Ha'acharoin Chayed. So lame, a lot of say, Ha'Rebi v'Rabbanon. Then maybe the first Brisa says, Rebbe holds that though is Shutvim. And the second one is like the Rabbanon, a hold that says, Ish Echad Lo Shnayim, only one guy. And the second guy, since he did the last Maisa, he's the one who's Chayiv. That's the Gemara's Havimina, that's Pshat in this Machlaikis, the two Brises. That the reason why Echad Chayiv is because it's going to go to Rabbanon. And the first Brisa is going to go to Rebbe. Omar Avzvid, no. You can tie it like this. Havar Rabbanon, both are Rabbanon. And it's not shver. Ad kol kam rabbanon achu chayev. Only time the achron is chayev. Lahecha do loy avad kama shir misa. When the first one did not make a shir misa, and then the second guy came ahead and brought it to the next level to misa, he takes over all the din of the bar, like Rashi explains, because it says amesi eloi, and we darshan ish echav lishnayim is going on. The person who made it amesi eloi, he made it to the darg of amesi eloi. He gets the din of ish echad, and he gets that he's in charge of the bar. Avahecha. The first guy did a shir misa, and like the next guy made it to 20, from 10 to 20. For a bottom way, the kul chayav, no chayav. I can ask me, the second brisa was already a shir misa on the first time. But side the kayav, the ka'avad kama shir misa, the first guy already made it 10 tvachim, v'ktani achon chayav. Someone says, no, Amri, hasam shloi hoyeboy hevel a misa. The case was that when the first guy made it 10 tvachim, it was not enough hevel for misa. For example, it was wider more than the depth, like Taisa speaks out. And then there's no Hevel in such a case. Now by narrowing out the bar, you made it have Hevel, so the second guy made it into Chayiv Misa. And therefore, he takes over, and he takes over all the Chayivim, he's Chayiv for the bar. Second guy was Maisa Hevel Misa, by making it smaller and narrower, that made it Lemisa, and that's why he takes over the Chayivim. Ikedamri, another version of Razvid. First version is going both the Rabbanon. Ikedamri and Razvid, Hava Ra Rebbe. They're both like Rebbe. And they're both Shri Shutvim. Sahakta the Kul Chayavim Shapi. You understand why Kul Chayavim. Adutan Yachon Chayav, what's the case? Because Lahayu by Hevel, Lulu Misla Nezokin. By beginning, there was no Hevel, not enough for Misa, not enough for Nezokin. And we're going according to Rava holds that Bar Lahavle, not Lahabata, because it definitely is Chabata if it's 10 Tvachim deep. We're saying over here, it didn't have enough Loyal Hevel, Misla Nezokin, nothing. That's why the second guy is chayef everything. Because he was mice of everything. He had no din bar before that at all. It wasn't really to kill at all. Or even to mazik at all. So if he's Shmuel, you have to say the case was Shmuel has bar l'chabata. You have to say it was full of cushion. So it wasn't going to hurt the chabata. The whole shot was hevel. Until now, it was no hevel. By him painting the inside and cementing the inside, he made it narrower. And that facilitated now that it was killed with the hevel. And that's why Lachon Chayav. So both could be like Rebbe, that Kulam Chayav. But the second case, the first guy did nothing. It was not ready to hurt or kill at all. And therefore, the second guy is Chayav. Amar Rava. You have a bar that's 9 Tvachim deep. And the guy came ahead, and Niach Evan al Pi HaBar. He surrounded the bar with a stone. And now, the height of the bar is 10 Tvachim. Because there's 9 Tvachim in the ground. And then he put a little fence around it, a little one tefach of stones around. Now the depth is now 10 tefachim. So you have a guy who made it from 9 to 10. This is Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanon. Rebbe Rabbanon argue when you go to 9 to 10, does the guy who does the 10 take over all the chiyuvim? For Rabbanon, he takes over all the chiyuvim for nezikin. Rebbe holds only for misi, take over chiyuvim, not nezikin. So we're saying this is the same Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanon. That's it's pashut. You made it from 9 to 10. What's the chiddush? That really the hevel that's killing the person, killing the shar, is the hevel on the bottom of the barn. That I didn't do anything. I added it on top. Should be potter both for Rabbi and the Rabbanon. No, then you raise it and you're making it now a 10 tvachim deep of hevel, even though the hevel, actual hevel, is all the way on the bottom. But since you caused it to be 10 tvachim, you are responsible and telling the Chagas Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Boy, Rabba, if you have a guy who turned the bar from 9 to 10, either by adding stone on top or by digging it the extra 10, so he becomes the balabas, the Rabbanon, for example. He becomes the mechai, he's the bonus chayiv, he takes over the chivim. What happens if he takes away his maisa? He stuffs up that tefach that he dug, or he takes away the stone, and now does it revert back to the first guy, or he's still chayiv? Once he took it over, he took it over. And it's a gay for Nezikin, because now it's only 9 tvachim, it's only gay for Nezikin. But is he taking it over for Nezikin allegory according to Rabbanon, because he already took it over at one point when he made it into 10? So now, even though he took that away, maybe he's chayiv. That's more shaila. Boy, Rava. Tam tefach, if he stuffed up his tefach, or Vasilik Avonik took about stones away from the top. Mao, me and me remind the Ovid Shakle, do you say what he did, he took away, and therefore he's not Chayiv anymore. Now it goes back to the first guy being Chayiv. Or Dilman is Stalkamai Sirisha. Once he made the 10 Tvachim, it was Stalkamai Sirisha. Now it's in his Rishos, and now it's too late. Teiku. We're blabbing with a Shaila on this. Omrav Rachana Mashmur, Bamarta. Bar Shmoin, if you have a bar is 8 Tvachim, Hemshnev Tvachim, Maya, and I don't know, it's 8 tvachim, 2 of them are water. The loch is a chayiv famisa. I thought 10 tvachim deep. My time, I call tefach de maya ketre de abasha. 2 tvachim of water, it ruins the ear. It's bad for hevel. And that is like 2 tvachim of yabasha. If boy loose, that's clear. That's a clear proportion. If it's 8 tvachim altogether and 2 of them are maya, that's kilu, it's 10 tvachim. What about a shah like this? Boy loose. Bar tishom hem tefach echad mayim mahu. If you have a bar that's 9 tvachim deep, and one of those 9 is mayim mahu. Mir reading kiva deloy nefishi maya les behavla. Do you say since there is not so much water, there's only a tefach echad mayim, so there's no problem of hevel? I dilma kiva and my says only 9 tvachim, and that one water is not enough to make that's like 2 tvachim for hevel. I dilma kiva the amik face. This is deeper. It's 9 tvachim. It's hevel. Shalim more like this. Bar Shiva Mhem Shloisha Tvachim. You have a bar 7 Tvachim, and out of those 7 Tvachim, 3 are Maya. So my Miki the Fish of Maya is a lot of water. Maya Tvay is Vehavel, it's more Hevel. I don't know, Kim Loy Amka, since it's not so deep, less Vehavel, there's no Hevel. Take. That means we have a clear proportion, 8 Tvachim and 2 of them are Maya. That's definitely caused a lot of Hevel. But other type of combinations, let's say 9 tvachim with one of those 9 are maya, is that enough to make hevel? Or 7 and 3 of those are maya, is that enough to make hevel? That we're not sure about. Teiku. Baimne Rav Shizmi Rabba Herchiva Mahu. What's the halacha if you widened a bar? Do you become chai for that? Tzimara says, I understand the shayla. Amalei Veremiyat Havla. He's being maya to hevel. He's making it more eerie. Less fumes down there, more oxygen. So what could be the problem? I'm like, no, I'll tell you why it's a problem. It's making it easier to fall in. It's a bigger hole. It's a bigger mouth. So it's a good child. Let's see. Iba havlamayis, if the behemoth dies from hevel, so reimi tavla, it can't be his fault because he made the hevel less. Iba chabotamayis, if it falls from hitting the ground, if it gets killed by hitting the ground, say it falls in backwards, haray kira vezeka. So then he made the zeka faster than Michaev. Now Tosis says a pella. Even if he dies of hevel, lamaisa, you caused the shark to fall in. So we made it bigger. So how could that be a ptur? How could that be a ptur? Zakti Gemara, that's what Rashi says. Tosfos Live Show with Dakasha. He holds it very fair to say that sad that if it dies by hevel, that it's not a problem because the chayyur he made it bigger the hole. Ikedam Amar Rashi Nechzeinan. Ima he gisenafel fell on the side that got wider. Rekir v'zeika. He was makar v'zeika. Ima idach gisenafel if he fell from the other side. Remiya tavel amayse was a mayit the hevel, and that can't be that it's his fault because he took away the hevel, so if it fell from the other side, it's definitely not his fault. And the second lesson, Tais won't have a kasha. It's more simple. So if he fell from the side, so it's always kira zeka, even if he died, even if he died from hevel, but still he was makar zeka. But the other side, and he died from the hevel, so then nothing to do with me because he didn't fall in because I made it bigger. He fell on the other side, and the hevel I made better. Talk to Maravaita, Itma. Bar she'omka karachva bar, that the depth is the same like the width. Rabba Vesavarim, the Shah is Gabi Hevel. Rabbi Zonah Tavayim Shmei the Rabbi Bachana, Domo Shmei the Rabbi Mani. We have a Chagas Rabbi and Yosef, they set up a Shmei the Rabbi Bachana, who set up a Shmei Rabbi Mani, and they said two different things. Chadam la Olam Yesh Behevel, always has Hevel, Achei Rechava Yosel Amka. The width of the bar has to be more than the depth. And then there's no Hevel. Mechadam la Olam Ein Behevel, Achei Amka Yosel Rechva, the opposite. That the only time there is Hevel, if the Oimek is deeper than the Rechva. It means if it's exactly equal, then there won't be Hevel. Masha'inkin, if the first Mahdi Amar, if it's exactly equal, it will have Hevel. Because it has Hevel until the Rachva is more than the depth. Now go weiter in the Gemara, I'll explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you have Barshal Shotvim, two people own a bar. And Oval of Arishim Lekuso, the second guy came with Lekuso, the second guy is Chai. And so that was why. We understand why Rishon is potter, because he left the second guy using it, so you're still using it, I couldn't close it. But until when are you potter? But Rishon me'imas mifter. Like, what exactly is the case that you're potter? Rabbi Avyeis Yom HaTavayim, Shmei the Rabbi Bachana, Domo Shmei the Rabbi Mani, Chalam Mishim Menicha Mishtamish. As long as I leave you still working on the bar, I am potter. V'chana Mishim Shlai Dli. You have to take the Dli, which is the cover of the bar, and hand it to the Sheni, and say, here, I'm giving it to you. Rashi says, "Dolly of Kisa Abar Chasayis." So Rishon Pischa V'Dala, Ubas Shein Imatzu Umatzu. He found the Masla Rishon. He said, "Here's the cover. I'm leaving. Here's the cover. That's what you have to do." By that way, he's showing him you have to watch it. But just leaving him working there, the first guy, the second guy has no idea that you're not coming back. He doesn't know what the situation is. You have to hand him the dli. So it's a machlokes how much you have to do. Zog Demar Ketanoi, Machlokes Tanoim. Hamad L'Mayim Min Abar. Someone's taking water out of the bar. Shut them here. Leave it to me. I still need water. But I need other mayim. Kim zedich mishdamish. Once you left him there, you're potter. You have to hand him over the pail, which is the cover. You have to hand it over to him. Tell him, here, you're responsible. What's the biyam machlekes? Let's be Yaakov himself a yesh breira. He holds that when shutvim are taking out water of the bar, whatever they take out, that's theirs. It's not like they're borrowing from the other guy. It's like a mix, and we just have a upmach that I could take one day, you all day. Actually, what I take is mine. Ha'mi de kamali, ha'mi de kamali. And therefore, I'm not considered a borrower on your bar. When you leave me working, I'm not working on your part of bar. It's my part of bar. And therefore, I'm not chayiv in shmiru until you tell me to give me the cover. Rabbanon zavre ein breira. Rabbanon hold ein breira, and therefore you're considered a shoyal on his thing, because be'etzem, we just have to make up that I take one day, you take it all the time, but really I'm taking from you, you take it from me. So therefore right now I'm considered like a shoyal, and a shoyal is chayiv and shmira, and therefore I'm chayiv and shmira. As long as you leave me there, I am chayiv and shmira. That's the machbir machlekes between Lesbi Yaakov and Rabbanon, totally in breira. They're going like their own time in a different machlekes. The time went to the Mishnah. Hashutvim, who own a property together. And they said, they each had a fight, and said, you can't have any enough of me. Now, could I walk into the property? Because I'm having enough of you, because your property also. So it's a machlokes. Both of them cannot walk into the chatzah, because they have enough of another guy. Every guy says, I'm walking into my own. You can say that the brera is, that the shutvus works, that when I take my walk in the chatzah, it's my chatzah. If it's going to the chatzah, and therefore it's a problem of iser hana. So you see, the same time machlokes l'tamayu that if it's yesh breira, ain't breira. Om Rav Laza, hamoicha bar l'chaveru. Someone's selling a bar to his friend. Now the bar could be, it's a car, has the name of a karka, which you could be kind of with kesef shtar chazaka. That's the way you could be kind of his bar. So the halacha is kimin shemasa loy dalyav. Once he hands you the cover, kana, you are kind of the bar. I don't understand. Hechidam, even kaspa, if you're giving money, look at me kaspa. He's kind of a kesef. Even chazaka, look at me chazaka. And if you didn't do either one, it's not a kenyan. Giving over a pail, giving over the cover is not a kenyan. So you're doing chazaka. But the halacha is a bayil meimul lechazak kni. You have to tell him go ahead and be kind. You can't just kind of chazaka without permission. The kibun shemas loydolya k'may damal lechazak kni dami. If you give him the cover, it's kili you said go be kinda the bar and savad be kinda chazaka. But handing over the cover is telling you lechazak kni. And the gemara goes further with the similar gemara. So we're going to go vayta. Amar Shum Balevi. Hamoicher bayis lechaveroi. When you're selling a house to your friend, also kind of a kesef star chazaka. Kirun shemosle mafteach, once you hand him the keys, kone is kone. Break the more again, same question. Hechidom, ibe kaspa, if you're giving money, look at kaspa, kone with kesef. Ibe chazaka, kone with chazaka, look at chazaka, kone with chazaka. Loyalam with chazaka, ibe kone with chazaka. Chazaka means that you either lock it up, you dig something, you do a maisa there. You do a chazaka, so why do you have to hand over the keys? Boil me mlech chazak kni. You cannot go ahead and be kone with chazaka. We have permission to, the guy tells you, go be kone. So here, by giving all the keys, it's like saying, "Kivin the Moshe Lamavteach, command the Amalei Lecha Zekni." It's like telling you, "Go be kind." Amar Shlakim Shem Rabbi Yanai. When it comes to behemoths, it doesn't work with Kesef Shtar Chazaka. The Kenyan works with a different type of Kenyan, either Mesira or Meshicha. Meshicha means that you hit it with a stick and it runs towards you. That's Meshicha, and Mesira means they give you over the leash. So Amar Shem Shlakim Shem Rabbi Yanai. Hamoicha Eda Lechaveroi. You're selling a herd of animals to your friend. Once you hand him the mashchuches, you kind of. What is the mashchuches? Tomorrow we'll talk about that momentarily. So first of all, kasha is hegedav. Even mashicha, if you're using mashicha, look at the mashicha. So if you cut a mashicha, we need the mashchuches. If it's b'mesira, which means handing over the afsar, handing over the rope, the string, the leash, look at the mashicha. We cut a mashicha. No, you're doing mashicha. Aye, why do you have to give over the mashchuches? Well, you have to tell him, go be kind of Mashiach. Give him the Moshe Mashuches. Once you hand him the Mashuches, then command the Amos, like you said, Lech Mashiach Kni, go be Mashiach and be kind of Dami. It's like you said, Lech Mashiach Kni, Dami. My Mashuches, what is Mashuches? So, what are the two Pshatim? It's a bell. It's a bell you use in order that the whole herd should go after you. You use a bell. Rav Yaakov Amay Iza the Azlav Reish Adra. They used to have a goat that went, he's always a leader of the goat. The goat goes in front of the Eder, in front of the herd, and everyone follows the herd, the herd mentality. They follow the Iza. That's how it works. So the Mashuchas is the Iza. Kedarish, Ahu Gilah, Allah Derachista, there's a certain Gilah who is the Maturgamin of Rav Chista, and he said over, Kadrogas Raya Al Ona, when the shepherd gets angry at his flock, over the Nagdus HaMusa, what he does is, he gets an A's, makes him blind, makes the goat blind, and the goat rolls into the lake, into a bar, and takes the whole herd with it, the herd mentality, follows after the A's, into the mud, into the virus. And it's a muscle, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, he makes the Parnosim, he puts the leaders? The blind goats. They are the leaders. Those people become the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the blind goats, Chas V'Shalom. And that's the muscle to that. When a Kadosh wants to, when he gets angry at the flock, he puts these type of people as Parnosim, the blind goats. And that's what Mashuchas here means, the goat. Stup Shalom Mashuchas. It means a goat or a bell. And when you hand it over, it's Gilu said, Leich Mashuchas Kni.